like a child. You can only tell them, but you can't do it for them. They have to do it themselves.
Really? So, basically, what have you decided then? What is the final word on this?
Oh, we took time. I was like, you know, I told her everything. I was like, you're acting a lot like your father. I was like, I know everything's scary. It's the exact same thing y'all told me when I broke down. Because all these responsibilities flying at me at high speeds, and you get scared. There's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, there's only one way you can do it. You can be like your father and run away.
And then
you burn your bridges.
You start a pattern.
A habit. You make a habit out of doing it. It's easier. Pattern.
Yeah, well, it's not a habit, but it's a pattern.
And she said, well, what's wrong with being like my dad? And I was like, well, there's nothing wrong with him personality-wise. It's, you know, he's alone and miserable and burned most of his bridges, and he can't rely on himself. It's like, there's a whole lot wrong with all that. Nothing against your father. But I told her, I was like, you know, you're going to realize one day, just like I did, and I was like, I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not going to live your life for you. It's up to you to decide this stuff for yourself. Only you know what's best for you. I was like, I've already been through this. I already made my decision afterwards. I was like, now it's your turn.
But she made her decision based on what? Your behavior?
You know, I think a lot of it has been, a little bit's been my fault.
In what way? What do you mean? That you've been possessive and aggressive and...
I've been bringing a lot of stress with me.
Okay, but you have to think, you both have to think about this. The time away...
You learn to grow and appreciate each other a little bit more because you haven't... Is that what you're going to say?
No. I'm trying to think of how to say it. I can see it playing out a few different ways. But you both bring stress into the relationship. You know, like you're bringing your stress and she's bringing her stress. And Jesus Christ, if you can't handle this stress, what the hell are you going to do? Like when your dad and I lost my job, you know, we're losing.
Told her that already.
You going to turn tail and run? She's already setting a pattern. She turned tail and ran. This is going to be the beginning of her pattern where it just gets to be so overwhelming and so where, you know, I just can't deal with it, so I'm just going to...
But I don't think all of it is just the stress of everything she's doing. For her, a lot of it's like, well, right now our lives aren't meshing together.
They're not. And I told you that.
Told her that before she went to school.
And I
gave her the option, just as you told me to.
Yeah, but there wasn't supposed to be an option. You were supposed to be man enough and go, you know what? But I expected a little bit much from you because it is your first big relationship. You're going into the real world. She's not.
She said that, you know, there's a lot of pressure because she's the favorite child.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what she does at school is difficult.
Okay.
And, you know, the fact that we're supposed to be the perfect couple. And you know, there's a lot of pressure there. I was like, yeah.